I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let me go to some other people who are hanging out. I'll go to Thomas, who's in La Jolla on Coast to Coast AM, who's been hanging on for a while. Thomas?
Hi, Ian. Thank you for taking my call, and I want to thank you for your service and your compassion and wisdom and counsel as a teacher and as a deacon. And I was calling about a very interesting interview with Lori Nadell.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, you asked the right questions.
Thank you.
I want to talk about, you know, in your experience as a doctor of divinity, storytelling, metaphor, parables, particularly as Jesus used parables, you know, as recorded in the New Testament. In a sense, they are placebos. They're like sugar pills to the unconscious. And I was wondering if you, Ian, I always enjoy your sharing of your personal experience. I was wondering if you would share perhaps an experience you had in terms of counseling a student, or perhaps, you know, as a deacon, men and women, and in which you used a parable or a story or a metaphor to, well, as a placebo.
Well, I don't know. That's a really interesting concept. So I'll put it, let's hang on to that together. Don't go anywhere. So first of all, just to be clear, I don't have a doctor of divinity. I have a master's of divinity, and then I got a PhD. So that's the. I want to say that just to be in the to be transparent. The I may get a doctor of divinity someday, just so I could be doctor. But I haven't done that. So I've never really thought about that as having a placebo effect. But it's a fair point. Here's where how I look at parables. So I think in life, and if you talk about counseling, my big push for people all the time is towards something we call orthopraxis as opposed to orthodoxy, because orthodoxy is elusive. When we say, well, that's, you know, the orthodox thinking, you're not thinking right. It's not right thinking. And here's how you are supposed to think about it. And I think what happens over time, of course, we can look and we can see any organization over time changes what they consider to be orthodoxy. And in a lot of ways, what was yesterday's heresy is tomorrow's orthodoxy. We see that in all sorts of ways in our life. And orthopraxis, however, is kind of a cooler concept, which is the idea of right practice. And it's less focused on the conclusion, and it's more focused on how we behave or how we act. And I think acting right is different than thinking right. And so that's where the parables come into it. Because parables, I mean, if anybody speaks to you in a parable form, they are intentionally avoiding saying, don't do this, do that. Because we often have a reaction to somebody says, don't ever, you know, don't hitchhike. Don't ever hitchhike. That's just dumb. Don't ever do that. And so that's ortho, that's a kind of orthodoxy of these do nots, thou shalt not kind of stuff. But when we tell parables, it uncovers something within the mind of the receiver. So parables make you personalize the story being told. And suddenly you're that person who's standing there with a rock in your hand. And are you going to throw it or not? As we go into a parable, you know, about throwing stones. And I think that part is interesting. So it's intriguing that you think of it as a placebo. I have to give that more thought because I think there's some real value in that. But that's what I think of when I think about parables. It's the resistance that we have to try to be just purely didactic and just go bad dog, good dog. And instead, we tell a story about dogs, and then we're the ones who decide whether we're the good dog or the bad dog in the story. What do you think of that?
I like that, Ian. I always appreciate your wisdom and your personal sharing of experience. And thank you.
Well, that's very nice of you. Appreciate that, Thomas. Of course, one person's wisdom is another person's blather. And I'm sure I'll get blasted for that in social media. Somebody saying, what do you mean there's no orthodoxy?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.